Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
By the way, there's no truth to the rumor that the reason I'm in here for Mike Valenti is that he was suffering from massive problems after Wyatt Langford hit a grand slam walk-off to beat his Yankees last night.
It's funny. Because every now and then, I did wonder how he felt about that. I didn't text him. I left it alone. Yeah. I figured this was on that do not call list.
Yeah.
Because he was all up in his feelings. It was Wyatt Langford, but it was a walk-off with Grand Slam to beat his Yankees.
Yeah.
I don't know how I left it alone. I'm like, you know what?
I know.
Maybe he's packing. I'm not going to bother him about that. I'm not going to be that guy. But that was – Dave is calling him right now.
No.
Dave is calling. So, Mike.
It's funny because David, in the beginning of the show, we talked about, you know, what event would you really like to see if you could have a favorable outcome, whether it's Michigan beating Texas, the Lions beating the Rams, or the Tigers sweeping the A's and coming back home, you know, within three games, basically the wild card. And it just reminded me, I was on the East Coast for about 10 days. And being in Philly and New York, where all they're talking about, I mean, obviously they're talking about the Eagles and the Jets in New York a little bit. The Giants, unfortunately, suck. But for those people like Mike, those people. But you forget how fun a pennant race is. Every game. I mean, I got to Philly on a Tuesday. And you'd think that they're the worst baseball team of all time because they were a little bit of a slump. This Harper stinks. Schwarber can't do anything. And then the Braves come in and they, sorry, Rico, they did win 3 out of 4 from the Braves. And all of a sudden, they're great again. They're great. And it's like, that's the ups and downs.
That's why I hate the Phillies.
Yeah, well, that's the up, yeah, they're loud. It's the ups and downs of a pennant race that we miss. So I get what you're saying. It would be fun, but it also would be agita on every pitch.
Yeah. But that's what we sign up for when it's April in the D. We want to see meaningful baseball in September.
Yes.
All right. We asked a question earlier in the show. If you missed it, you can use the Odyssey Rewind, of which you could guarantee one thing would happen. You could either get the Tigers to win and sweep the A's, Michigan beats Texas, or the Lions beat the Rams. You can only watch one. The guaranteed outcome that you want happens. The other two... that's up for luck and debate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you missed that, you can use the Odyssey Rewind. I do want to focus in on the Lions, though, Stoney. Lions management has made no bones about it. They've come out and said it's Super Bowl or bust. They're not afraid of saying Super Bowl. They're not afraid of it at all. As a matter of fact, they're embracing it. They're on the cover of Sports Illustrated. A lot. They're the sexy, trendy pick. Lions to win the Super Bowl. Look at everything that they have. The only problem with it is, if you don't win the Super Bowl, then what? Was your season a disappointment? Was your season not successful? Because when you that's high standard. And to me, There's really only one team that can set that standard in the NFL. That's Kansas City.
Exactly. I agree with you.
Kansas City is the only team.
And maybe it's changed with me as I've gotten, you know, older, not necessarily wiser. But this whole, you know, if they don't win the championship, they don't get the Super Bowl, it's a bust. If they would go, they could, you know, go 13-4, as John said, 14-3, and win a couple of playoff games and lose the NFC championship. Yeah, it would suck.
You can go to 14-3 and you're the Green Bay Packers and you lose in the first round
right.
of the playoffs.
Right.
What did 14-3 do for you?
It doesn't do
nothing.
But to sit there and say it's a, all the highs and all that kind of stuff, it's to me, that stuff
but
is...
But you get the ultimate low by losing in the playoffs.
I know.
No, you get the ultimate low.
I understand that.
See, here's the thing. Not that anybody asked me, but people were like, weren't you disappointed that the Niners lost? I was like, no. Because for me, the goal was you got to make the Super Bowl.
That to me should
now,
be the goal.
Kyle Shanahan screwed it up in overtime, but you have to make it. They did. They played a historic game. It wasn't pretty, but and they lost to Patrick Mahomes.
If the Lions do not make the Super Bowl, I will be very disappointed, assuming the season takes the progression that we expect. But they don't. But to me, they don't have to win it. I just want to see a team improve. Now, the following year, they have to win it.
No,
because I'm taking it one step at a time.
I'm glad you said that, Stoney, because I'm going to ask you, the listeners out there, you Lions fans, you're listening. I know you are. Stoney said, if they make the Super Bowl and they lose, season's still a success. Mm-hmm. Because when you say Super Bowl or bust, that means that anything less is a bust, okay? My question to you, at what point in the season is it a success no matter what? Stoney says, if the Lions make it to the Super Bowl and they lose, you don't want them to, but if they lose, you still look at it as great season.
Mm-hmm.
Great season. Wasn't the desired outcome, but damn proud of these guys. What's that point for you, Lions fans? At what point in the season is it a success, no matter what, that it becomes house money? After this point, man, I don't really care what happens. 248-539-9797.
There is nothing like being a football fan, as you have witnessed a few times in your life, more than a few. When your favorite team at the time gets introduced or takes the field of the Super Bowl for the first, it's just there's something. And when I was more of an Eagle fan than before I moved here, it's incredible the feeling you get when your team is in the Super Bowl. Yeah, you lose and it sucks. I remember the first one the Eagles got to, they lost, they got killed by the Raiders. It sucked and all that stuff. And I'm usually a pessimist. I thought for sure they were going to win. It sucked, but just seeing them on the field, coming out of the tunnel at the Super Bowl, we have no idea. We've never even come close to seeing it. Well, we came close last year. You don't understand what I'm saying, though. It's something you've never seen before. And that, to me, is worth everything.
248-539-9797. At what point in the season does it become house money? That no matter what they do, it is deemed a success. For me, I'm going to say this. I know it's Super Bowl or bust, but I do know a lot of luck takes place. It's the NFC Championship game. You have to make it back. Making it back to the NFC Championship game means that last year was not a fluke.
Oh, right. That's
last
for sure.
Year was not a one-off type of thing, and now you're going to fade into obscurity.
Well, I think if they win the division, it proves that the season last year was not a fluke.
See, I don't even think the division means anything. Tony, because when right. you know this, is it, when you're good,
yes.
who cares who won
True.
The division?
But,
it's how far you made it in the playoffs.
But when you have a history like the Lions, the fact that they could come up with back-to-back seasons where they'd win the division means something. Here.
No,
because
see,
many people never thought they'd even see that.
It shouldn't.
Kenny, did you ever think you'd see the Lions win the division 2 years in a row?
It's been ingrained into my brain since I was a small child watching Joey Harrington. This team's never going to win anything.
Okay, so that means something. It's not obviously it's not everything, but it means something.
So at what point is it failure? At what point is it, you know what? It still was a good season, even though they made it this far. Because, look, it takes some luck to win the Super Bowl. if you look at everything,
oh,
you
yes.
look at what Kansas City and the stuff that had to happen, and the Niners linebacker basically didn't popping his Achilles, running out on the field celebrating
oh, yeah.
right before the half.
Like, well, the year before, if they didn't call that questionable penalty on the Eagles for holding, hey, Hurts might have had a chance to right. take him down the field and win that game.
So can you make it back to the NFC title game? Or, heck, I saw the Niners. It's the reason why you have the emergency quarterback. When they literally pulled the hot dog vendor out against the Eagles.
If Tart doesn't drop the ball against the Rams, you go to the Super Bowl, right?
That's true. So it takes luck. So therefore, that's why I'm like, Super Bowl or bust? No. To me, you make it to the NFC Championship game, win or lose, successful
now,
season.
Now, is that every year or is it stop after two? Like, if they would go this
oh, 3 years
year,
in a row? Yeah. Okay, then, yeah, it gets amped up.
Right.
But for me, this coming season.
That's fair.
NFC Championship game, if you're a Lions fan, that's what I see.
That's fair.
I know it's not the Super Bowl, but it means you're for real. You're legitimate. You didn't fall off the way the Eagles fell off.
I'd be disappointed, but it certainly wouldn't be a major failure
right.
in my mind.
So 248-539-9797. Get your phone calls, your ticket text next. 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.